Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin over there. When you're looking for some entertaining and interesting and accurate information when it comes to the sport of baseball, our next guest is all over it. He's Levi Weaver. He's a staff writer for The Athletic. You can subscribe to his newsletter, The Windup, and you can do that on The Athletic. But Levi is your guy for all seasons and for rock and roll as well. Hello, Levi. Good to have you with us again.
Hey, Levi.
How's it going, guys? Good to see you.
Well, we are well. Thank you very much. The Guardians keep kind of plugging along, and we keep thinking, okay, you're teetering close to falling maybe 10 games back, but you're one good series away from being right back in it because the Tigers are red hot. Have they impressed you in any which way this year, Levi, and can they repeat last year, or are they just kind of one of those teams that's going to float along this year?
Man, you know, they're one of the teams that I'm a little perplexed. You're supposed to know kind of what you got by the 1st of June, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's the old axiom. I still don't know. I mean, you know, 33-28, 500. It's not bad. It's better than, you know, look around at some of the teams that we expected to contend this year, like the Red Sox, the Rangers, the Braves, the Diamondbacks. Like, there are a lot of teams that we do know what they are, and it's not great. The Guardians aren't in that boat, so that's good. But, man, I just don't – I don't know, and I wish I had a better answer for you.
How about an answer for being 17 games underwater in run differential too and still being able to be right there and fighting for, you know, obviously fighting for a playoff spot and fighting for the Central?
Right. I mean, you know, that's run differential is always such an interesting one to me. You know, you look at teams that win with not a great run differential, and you know, it kind of turns out they don't do so great in the playoffs. So,
True. So
if you're looking for one of those indicators that maybe this isn't the year that they go deeper than they did last year, that might be one. I do think that they've got some very good starting pitching, though, and that's also what wins in the playoffs. So coming back to my conundrum of not sure what to think, that we've got two more factors, another factor on either side of the equation.
Levi, I think we had a dose of reality yesterday when it was announced that Shane Bieber scratched from his rehab start tonight at AA Akron. And, you know, everybody, it's become a common thing. You know, you think about ACLs in football and basketball. Now so many guys are having the ligament transplant surgery, the Tommy John surgery in the elbow. I think everybody thinks, okay, after a year to a year and a half, you're going to be good to go. Not necessarily the case. How difficult is that to gauge for teams, gauge for pitchers? Because something that for some guys is an automatic return, for other guys is a career ender in some cases.
Right. It's not automatic. And, yeah, there's a high rate of return. But, you know, I mean, look at Spencer Strider with Atlanta. He was dominant the last time that we saw him for a full season. He's come back, and he has been pretty aggressively not great since he came back. So, you know, you always hope for the best. And with other guys, sometimes it takes them a little while to settle in and sort of remember what it's like to pitch. It's not just the physical recovery. It's the mental side of it. It's the, you know, remembering what it's like to be in a game, or, hey, I do have runners on first and third and one out. Like, you don't feel that when you're doing rehab. So just because it's, you know, physically okay, that doesn't always mean that it's going to be immediately great or immediately back to what they were. You know, the hope for Bieber is that he'll be obviously back to the Cy Young candidate that he was before. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly discouraging to hear them being scratched from a start.
We've kind of been kicking this around at first base for the Guardians because they're all over the place right now. And with David Fry coming back and only being able to DH, and, you know, you sit here and you look at what they have at first base and how they can get better. Carlos Santana, and with Kyle Manzardo was the other guy that was going to say, that comes up, can hit home runs. His batting average isn't great, but does Carlos Santana become trade bait now for the Guardians as a guy that maybe they might be able to get a little bit better, but do you want to get rid of a guy that can actually hit the ball, who's getting hotter? I can't, first base doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me for the Guardians.
Yeah, no, I think Santana's having kind of a little bit of a resurgent year. I did not expect a whole lot out of him at 39 years old, and he's been worth, you know, what, a win and a half of BWAR. So he hasn't been bad. I think the other thing with Santana is that he has a very good reputation of being one of those clubhouse glue guys. And if you've got a team that's, you know, I think back to the Brewers of a few years ago where, like, they could afford to trade Josh Hader and they could afford to make some of these trades, and it kind of soured the clubhouse, because even though they could technically on paper afford to do it, the team was like, listen, we're trying to contend here you are trading off our closer. You know, I don't know the Cleveland clubhouse well enough to know if that would be the case there, but I think he's having a good enough year that's somebody you probably keep around for a playoff run, if for no other reason than he does have a reputation of kind of being a guy that keeps the clubhouse in good working order.
Levi Weaver joining us. He's a baseball writer for The Athletic, and Levi's been with us numerous times over the years. The rule changes, we were kicking this around the other day. Everybody thought Rob Manfred was silly on a lot of the rule changes. And by golly, they don't seem to, in most cases, to have any kind of an impact that you maybe even notice, like the bigger bases. Everybody's like, we don't need bigger bases. Does anybody even notice anymore? Pitch clock is certainly something. That one pays attention. Outlawing the shift. It seems as if these things have worked and they have fit in very nicely. What have you heard from folks who are playing the game, who work in the game, when it comes to these rule changes?
Yeah, I mean, baseball is a funny sport because it doesn't matter how young the players are. They kind of very quickly learn how to be grumpy old men. nobody.
Isn't nobody that really, true? That's really true.
Yeah. Like when the changes first happened, everyone was like, oh, well, we're messing with the integrity of the game. And yeah, it's been fine. And honestly, I think it's been better. And now I have to guard against me being a grumpy old man, but like, you know, when I was covering the Rangers, which was 2016 through 2022, those games got so long. I mean, there would be times that a 7 o'clock game is ending at, you know, 11:15, 11:30 at night. And when you're at the ballpark, you know, 81 times a year for home games and another 81 on the road, plus, you know, 6 weeks of spring training, we all love baseball. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we do. But it was so nice since I've been to the ballpark since. The 7 o'clock game ends at, you know.
It never ends.
No.
The game never ends. Can you believe that?
It just starts goes at 7, on forever.
And then we go into this giant pit.
We'll reconnect with Levi momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. Oh, there he is. Levi, you're back.
All right.
Sorry, the last thing we heard was you go to a game at 7 and it ends by, and then you blanked out on us.
Yeah, so you're getting home at a more reasonable hour. And so fans that maybe only go to 2 or 3 games a year, I have heard a few go, well, are we getting robbed of the experience a little bit? It's so much shorter. It's not. I mean, it's a shorter amount of time, but you're still getting the same amount of action. You're actually getting more action because of the shift being banned. I think it's a better experience. And then for, you know, media members like me, for players, for coaches, because it is so every day and for so much of the year, effectively for me helped sort of stave off the burnout, because I was not at the ballpark for, you know, a 4.5 hour baseball game anymore. It's, you know, under 3 hours. I think it's been really good. And I am not somebody who just once did laud heaps of praise on Rob Manfred for no good reason, but I think he's done a really good job on this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just a generic baseball question for you too. When you, I know the Rockies had a big weekend against the a big week during the Marlins. That's great, but how bad is it when we get teams like the White Sox last year and then the Rockies this year, where they're struggling to win games at all? I mean, the Rockies, what, they have 9 wins going into the month? Brutal. I mean, how bad is that for the game? And you know, is it correctable to kind of get them back up and just kind of have that football competitive edge where you think anybody can win on any given day? Colorado's not even there. I mean, they might as well be playing in the minors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good for the game. And you'll hear people on the ownership side of the debate. We've got a new CBA coming up soon, and I fear that there will be a lockout or a strike or at some point. But say that, you know, we need a salary cap. We need that for the sake of, you know, equity in the game. And I'm all for equity in the game. I think it's bad for the game when the Rockies are this bad. I think it's bad when the White Sox were as bad as they were last year. But also, a lot of that is ownership making decisions. I mean, the Rockies are not – yes, they're a low-budget team, but so are the Rays. And the Rays have been to the playoffs quite a bit. The Brewers have been to the playoffs quite a bit. It's not all about budget. A lot of it is about making dumb decisions. And the Rockies are, you know, from the things that I've read recently, trying to correct some of this and bringing in more R&D guys and trying to maybe finally enter the 21st century. But I don't think that it's simply a salary cap issue. I think that the Rockies are bad because they've made bad decisions, and that sucks. And, you know, how long Bud Black's been around? He was around for how long before he got fired? Like, they weren't making changes to be better. So, yeah, it's not an easily, you know, you can't fire the owner. Nobody can fire Dick Montfort except Dick Montfort. So I don't have a good cut and dried solution for how to change that. But yeah, it is. It's bad for the game. And I think that maybe the owners should maybe have a little intervention with Mr. Montfort and maybe a couple others. Yeah. Hey, listen, get it together, dude. Make some better decisions here.
I'll ask in a variation of this. Does that include the Guardians? You're sitting 5 games under 500. Trade deadline's not that far away. But you look at your offense, it's not very good right now. You have your number one pick, Travis Bezzana, probably not going to see the majors this year. He's out with an injury right now, even though a couple of guys drafted last year, Caglione and Kurtz, have been up so far. If you're the Guardians and you're sitting there right now, let's just say you get closer to the trade deadline, you're still sitting where you are. You buyers, you sellers, what are you doing?
Well, I certainly don't class them in the Guardians in that same sort of Rockies White Sox basement of the ownership and decision making part of the league. I think they've done a reasonably good job with the budget they've had lately. It is a little frustrating to see superstars leave. I'm a sucker for buying at the deadline. Prospects come and go. You never want to be the White Sox suffering for a decade after you trade Fernando Tatis for James Shields, but sometimes that's the risk of the trade. Obviously don't make stupid decisions. I'm not telling you to go out and trade Travis Bezzana for a, fifth inning reliever, but if you have a shot to make it to the playoffs, I am always a guy that's like, well, then go for it. Like, you have to try. That's the whole point. The entire point is to try. You can set yourself up for later success. The best teams do both. You got a shot at it, man. Like, I'm always going to be pounding the table for, like, go make the move that needs to be made.
Levi, what do you make of Aaron Judge having the year that he's having right now? And clearly last year, he took a step up in batting average. This year it's even more astronomical. But here you've got one of the best hitters in the game, power hitters, who's almost hitting 400 right now. And I wouldn't call it an aberration, but I'm not sure exactly what it means for the game today.
Man, so I've said this a few different places, that when I was a kid growing up in the 1980s, and no offense to the stars that we had in the 80s, but I remember wondering what it was like to watch baseball when Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were both in the league.
Yeah.
Like, man, that must have been
really cool.
That was just like the glory days, right? Like, can you imagine getting to see both of those guys on the field? And you could, man, I wish I'd lived in those days. And I don't wonder that anymore, because we've got Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani right now, two of the best players that the game has ever seen. Like, you can make an argument, and I think Jason Stark did recently in an article, that Aaron Judge might be the greatest right-handed hitter of all time. I'm not sure I'm 100% convinced he's there yet, but the fact that we're having the conversation tells you exactly how good he has been. I mean, just otherworldly. And then Ohtani being this, he's going to be pitching again soon, which it's easy to forget that he's also a very good pitcher, given that last year he was the league's first 50-50 guy ever. We are living in, I think, a golden era of baseball, and it's kind of, listen, I love nostalgia as much as the next guy. Will I go back and watch old Nolan Ryan start sometimes? Yeah, I will.
I do too. I do too. I love watching him.
But, yeah, I mean, getting to watch Judge and Ohtani right now is, I think it's a, I don't know, is it overstating it to say that it feels like a privilege to be a baseball fan at this point in time?
It feels like it. Levi, great to have you with us as always. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. We'll talk to you guys.
Levi Weaver from The Athletic. You can subscribe to his newsletter. It's The Windup. And you can do that on The Athletic site when you read Levi's coverage of Major League Baseball. It's a great point he made about some of the things that are going on right now in the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.